This is the Sprite Weather Diary for Saturday the 7th of June 2025.
Hello. So today I'm at a wedding of two of my dearest friends, and it's been on the cards all week that it's going to be chucking it down all day, so we've all been very prepared. My partner and I have been up since very early this morning to get to where we need to go. We needed to take their dog for a walk so that they could go get married at the registry office this morning. So we weren't sure if we were going to be met with loads of rain, but it seems to have all worked out, as it does seem to be this week, which has just been great. We've just not really had any rain at all so far. And when we did have rain, we happened to be on a bus or inside, which keeps happening recently. So we've been really lucky in that regard. And it was really nice. We sat outside under a shelter with their dog and had some breakfast and a coffee to make sure we were ready for the day, had enough energy. And I did have a rain mac in my bag shoved in, but it was taking up too much space. And then my partner's friend offered us an umbrella because I thought, well, that's going to work for two people rather than having one rain mac between us. So I left the rain mac behind, got the umbrella in there, and was ready to go. Part of the tradition of weddings, I don't know where this came about, because I think it's quite, I feel like it might be a new thing. We were telling my partner's grandmother about it and she had never heard of it before, which makes me think someone said it as a joke once and it's caught on. But apparently you're meant to bury a sausage in your garden if you don't want it to rain with the wedding the next day, on your wedding the next day. So the pair who are getting married buried two corn veggie sausages in their garden last night, and it's doing, you know, it's working for them, because so far we've mostly had sun. We've kind of gone off from the festivities and all the setting up to just have a moment. My partner and I are enjoying the sunshine and a very light breeze while we have a little cocktail before all the festivities begin. So it's been positive. Sausages are doing the trick, and hopefully the rain stays away and continues to.
It is currently 6:42, Saturday, the 7th of June, 2025. It is yet another glorious day in Barcelona, and quite hot and endlessly blue, which is why I'll always be grateful that the majority of this festival is in the evening. So the rest of last night was fabulous. I think I got back home at 8 in the morning with a glorious group of people. Met some other people, a lot of old and new, and a lot of strangers just kind of falling in love over a weekend, which is one of my favourite things about festivals, and probably my favourite thing about Primavera, because it is so relaxed for such a major event. This evening is the last night of the main festival, and we have Glass Beams, Fontaines DC, Chapel Roan, which I imagine is going to be pretty major, and Anoni and the Johnsons. I'm very looking forward to seeing with a new friend, Max, who is a man that has come from Uruguay and that I feel like I may have made a friend for life with. I can't remember the rest of the lineup right now. You kind of hit that haze when you're running on not a whole lot of sleep. I think I got back at 8 in the morning and it was a beautifully pink sky. And I slept for a record-breaking 4 hours in one evening whilst I've been here. I really should make a note of how many hours I managed throughout this week because it's comically low. So, that is where we are. That is where we're going. And we will see what tomorrow brings.
Saturday, the 7th of June, 2025. 7:51 a.m. Darug in Gandhara country. It's cool, but not overly cold today. There's no frost. I guess the overarching descriptor of today would be that it's windy. There's definitely a strong wind with some quite persistent gusts. It's almost like yesterday's sporadic breeze has kind of settled into something a bit more persistent, like the weather's made its mind up. On one side, there's a clear blue sky. The other, a dense layered cloud with sun behind it. Gray, blue, orange, deep red. It almost feels like two things at once, quite nuanced. Corners of my eyes are watering from the wind. and the cold air sort of seems to find all the seams and all the joins in the clothing, neck, sleeve, wrists. It's quite precise. There's gum bark strips, almost like nature's streamers celebrating the wind from the sky. And there's this funny notion that I had this morning when I stepped out into the wind that it was like the earth was trying to catch up with itself, or the weather was trying to catch up with itself. yeah. It also got me thinking about how maybe we've lost this sort of inner forecasting. I guess we used to feel what was coming. I bring this up because of the patterns that I'm starting to notice each day. I guess now we mostly just check and sort of believe, I guess, what the forecasts are telling us, but we might not have even gone outside and actually realized, and it could be very different to what it's forecasted sometimes. But yeah, standing here, I guess, day after day, sort of something's returning. Not a knowledge exactly, but sort of a recognition that was once there. Not the weather just as a backdrop. It's almost like it's the medium. I guess we move in it, we're shaped by it, and we shape it, as I've said before, but it's sort of the medium of existence, a turning towards presence. Yeah, I guess really been noticing how things shift, how we shift. And I guess the weather itself feels a lot less elusive. Not because it's clearer, but I guess more because I'm sitting in from a place of presence and awareness. Weather observation.
Hello, sending this from South London. It is raining. It's the first time this week I can remember constant rain for as long as this. It's been going on for hours. I was working today in the day and the ride in, there was no rain. Went through Burgess Park and there, I didn't mention it the other day, but they were setting up it's quite a funny thing not to mention, but they were setting up a circus. And it was pretty weird riding through it today. It had gone and there wasn't a trace of it. Sort of bizarre. Work was quite busy today. And then the weather was sunny at points and then it turned, I think, about 3 o'clock. Just started raining. And riding home, yeah, it's just flat grey, almost white sky with tiny little darker clouds, and yeah, just constant rain. You can hear some birds in the distance. I'm enjoying it. My rain jacket just isn't a rain jacket once it starts properly raining, and so I'm stood underneath a little alcove recording this. Gonna head home, have a shower, and then hang out with Rishi and Uma. So yeah, that's it. Just constant. It's funny when it's just like, I'm sure there are other things happening right now, but just, yeah, constant rain, light breeze. It's not that cold.
Yeah, that's it. You probably hear the rain. And a plane, another plane. I think it's going to be a short one today.
Hello. So today I took Uma through a walk from Peckham, through Burgess Park, up to around Elephant and Castle, which we don't usually go. But I tried to do a recording about what I could see and hear with the weather in Burgess Park. But then I realised actually maybe a recording of Burgess Park would be much nicer. So here's a couple minutes of an audio recording of Burgess Park.
Morning, midday, actually already in Santiago. Interactions with the weather-wise today, I've had very few, apart from the morning sun. I mean, my house, only con, is it's not actually sunny in the day. I'm in the process of finding my sunny spots and my sunny spaces in the day, which is what I wanted to talk about yesterday. So just after recording yesterday's weather diary, I found my afternoon, after lunch, coffee sunny spot in my house. And it was actually like this feeling of pleasure of finding yourself at home kind of for the first time. because it's been quite nice, like winter kind of nice, cold, but as soon as the sun hits your skin, you already feel like quite warm, quite drastic temperature changes here, which I feel might give me a cold eventually, sooner or later. Hope you can hear me. There's quite a few kids playing down in the sort of neighborhood playground. I can check audio quality later. I found myself quite at home for the first time yesterday, and I feel like it had a lot to do with the weather. I was talking, I think, in my first or second weather diary about pathetic fallacy that I used to study. I remember like very stupid things from GCSE English Lit, and that's one of them. When, you know, like the weather reflects your mood, or somehow the weather interacts with your anemic state. And so, yeah, I feel like yesterday that happened in a very Friday pleasure mood kind of way. Might also have an impact. My boyfriend is here on a monthly visit to Santiago, all the way from Madrid. Not monthly, but bi-monthly. And his last day is tomorrow, so that has also a very anemic impact, not on the weather, obviously, but on my on my mood and how I see the day, I think. But we're being quite lucky, with how... and I think we're also a match on that. If we see a gloomy, cloudy Santiago, already our day is like kind of torn apart, or our mental state is kind of affected very much by that. So yeah, just to finish, that sunny space is not like that I found yesterday in my house for the first time. It's not only a physical space, but also a mental space, like belonging and like belonging induced by weather conditions, basically, to wrap up. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Sprite Weather Diary is produced by us, Cameron Scott and Rasheed Rajgopal. Featuring Daisy Grant, Owen Hanlon, Pablo Pagliolo, and other contributors. Thank you to all of them for taking part. For more information on this and how to get our other projects at Sprite, you can go to our website at sprite.info. To support projects like the Sprite Weather Diary from £1 a month, you can just head straight over to patreon.com/sprite. And a final thank you to all our current supporters, and we'll see you tomorrow.